Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. Today he is talking about our unbreakable connection to Source. Fear is unreal, so invite love into your hearts to dissolve it. Deep within every sentient entity there rests an eternal and completely unbreakable connection to the One, the All, Love. Every sentient being therefore has access to Source in every moment of their eternal existence, whether they are experiencing life as separate beings in form or as pure consciousness at one with Source. The difference, of course, is that when a sentient being is in form, it has concealed from itself this unbreakable connection. However, by going within to your holy inner sanctuary, which you all have deep within yourselves, and because it is deep within you, you have to be able to be extremely quiet as you allow your consciousness, yourself, your oneness with the All, to invite the connection to become active, and it will immediately. You are one with Source, Mother, Father, God, the All, Love, in every moment of your eternal existence, because there is no other existence available or possible, because the One, the Creator, your Father, Mother God, is the infinite totality of infinite conscious awareness. There is nothing and nowhere else, and there is absolutely no need for any alternate state or place. The One created you, and you, like the One, are perfect, without need or requirement for evolution of any kind. Infinite perfection cannot be improved upon. It is. You, the divine, sentient, fully conscious, and all-seeing awareness that God created, you, me, all sentient beings, are completely inseparable from our Creator. We are, as individuals, aspects or extensions of the Self that is all that God created. In an insane moment, the created one desired to be the Creator, and because it is impossible for the one that was created to be the Creator, to change places with the Creator, he/she chose to invent and occupy an unreal state of separate existence where she/he could experience separation from the One, the Creator, and believe his/herself to be the Creator. You, all sentient beings having a life in form, are just imaginary or illusory independent beings, your egos, having, for as long as you choose to do so, an intense sense of separation, of individuality, of aloneness, and it is terrifying for you. You look out at the environment in which you find yourselves and see others who are different, who are not you. So of course it is terrifying, because deep within yourselves, the knowledge of who you truly are, the nature of your true self, remains hidden, and you feel comfortless and alone in a vast space full of threatening others. But needless to say, they are you and you. In the last 100 years, the science of quantum mechanics has demonstrated very clearly for you that solid fixed objects do not exist, that there is only energy, an infinite field of energy, of consciousness, an infinitely intelligent design that is eternally creating and expanding itself endlessly. Those who have a spiritual bent call that energy field by many names, one of which is very familiar, God. But whichever name you choose to use is perfectly acceptable. The One contains all, and all is the One, which is a very difficult concept for an entity in form to understand, let alone accept. To awaken is to accept that reality as One, and in that acceptance to know and experience Self as one with Source. The infinite joy of that knowing is utterly indescribable. It can only be experienced, and it is only that infinite joy and nothing else that those in form are seeking so desperately. There is absolutely nothing else to seek or find, although humans mostly do not realize this as they seek intimate human partners to love and cherish them. Because it is the divine will that all his beloved children know him, their awakening is happening now, and is, therefore, inevitable. There are none who will remain asleep forever. All will awaken. However, when that will happen for each one depends on their own free will choices. But the vast majority are joined in the collective decision to awaken together now, and so they will. To awaken is to cease seeking for Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, because you then know that that is who you are, that there is no separation, and that what you have been experiencing was but a momentary illusion. All fear, worry, anxiety, anger, hatred, distrust, unreal egoic states of being will then have dissolved like mist in the brilliance of the morning sunlight, because love does not know them, and only what love knows exists. Continue, therefore, to go deep within yourselves at least once daily and visit your holy inner sanctuary where love awaits your invitation to join with you in the stillness of immeasurable peace and oneness, your natural and eternal state. While there, enjoy the trust in God's love for you that arises to comfort and embrace you in the last moments of dealing with and living through the illusory environment of conflict, pain, and suffering that you see and are aware that so many are experiencing. Then, once again, reset your intent to send love to all sentient life forms, especially those who appear to you to be constantly attempting to cause division and conflict among you. There is not even one sentient being whose true nature is any way less than love. Those who appear to be loveless or to be at war with love are just lost and extremely confused in the unreal environment in which you are all experiencing life as humans in form. They too are most desperately seeking love, Mother, Father, God, Source, but have such an intense sense of unworthiness and self-hatred buried deep within themselves that they have to project it out onto others in order to avoid self-destructing. Suicide or self-destruction is, of course, utterly impossible, although many suffering souls have attempted it over the eons. It becomes attractive to a soul when that soul becomes aware of an intense personal sense of unworthiness, guilt, and shame, and believes them to be true, and to escape from the extreme suffering that brings to it, it might well choose the suicide of its human form. Suicide frequently leads to a very long-lasting belief that the soul and the choices it has made are unforgivable, resulting in an eons-long sleep in which to heal, recuperate, and from which to eventually awaken and start anew. So send masses of love to those who seem to have chosen to embrace lovelessness, and help them to choose instead to join the collective awakening process now, so that they may release any choice they may have unwittingly made to remain within the dream or illusion for eons. Remember, all are one. There is only the one, so all must awaken and all will awaken, because it is the divine will. There is nothing to fear. Fear is unreal. So invite love into your hearts to dissolve it. With so very much love, Saul.